The Great Barrier Reef is a treasured World Heritage Area, but it wasn't always that way. 45 years ago, there was the prospect of it being drilled for oil, and one mining company noted it was the world's largest potential source of lime. When a company proposed mining coral at Ellison Reef, a small group took a stand, and opposition grew and grew. This week, some of the campaigners returned to Mission Beach, where it all began, to call on Australians to take up the fight again. Cathy McLeish was there.
It's been 45 years since Dr. Eddie Hegel first dived on Ellison Reef near Mission Beach. This week, he was there again.
So what's it like after 40 years out there again, Ed?
Wonderful. And this particular pretty part of the reef, when we surveyed it 45 years ago, a bit different, not quite as many species of fish.
Along with other scientists and environmentalists, he's returned to Ellison Reef to mark the anniversary and to call Australians to arms once again.
So this is where it started, and this is hopefully where we can help it continue by people again realising the reef is once again at risk.
In 1967, Dr. Hegel led the first survey of this part of the Great Barrier Reef. He'd come to help a small local action group fight a proposal to mine lime on the reef.
We felt it was really a proposal to test the water and see how many mining leases they could get.
They stopped the mining on Ellison Reef, but the fight continued. The Queensland government wanted to allow oil drilling elsewhere. Over the next 12 years, the small grassroots movement drove an international campaign that led to the Great Barrier Reef becoming the first reef system to be given World Heritage listing.
I think it was just a huge amount of relief.
Eddie Hegel continued to be involved in the management and monitoring of the reef throughout his career. He fears he's been documenting its demise. A recent report found that half the reef's coral cover has been lost. It followed a warning by UNESCO that the Great Barrier Reef is at risk of being listed as World Heritage in danger. The Queensland and federal governments will deliver a strategy for the future management of the reef to the World Heritage Commission by next February. Dr. Hegel says it will need to deal with development pressure, land runoff, and climate change.
Unless we seriously deal with these issues, we won't have a barrier reef in the future. We won't have the employment, we won't have the fish, we won't have tourists.
Now it's up to the present generations of scientists, politicians, and the community to get involved and do what we can to make sure we don't lose what the best coral reef system in the world.
This is where the campaign for the Great Barrier Reef started. The reef is in danger. We need our politicians to listen and act. And the best way to ensure that happens is just like decades ago, Australians need to stand up and say, we love the reef, we treasure it, we've got to do whatever it takes to protect this wonderful area, cut the pollution coming into the reef, Australia take a leadership role on climate change, get the coral sea protected from the threat of oil mining and over-exploitation of fishes. There's things we can do to secure the reef for the next 50 years.
The Chief Executive Officer of the Australian Conservation Foundation, Don Henry. Cathy McLeish reporting.